Philip Sample Pierre, D. George, and here. Today's date is 01/03/2022. Dictation is for Miss Tamika Brown. Brown spells B-R-O-W-N. Tamika spells T-A-M-I-K-A. Date of birth is 01/28/1973. This is a 48-year-old young lady here with bilateral leg edema, period. Patient stated that this has been going on for approximately a week or two and has gotten worse over the holiday periods while she was on her feet a lot cooking and preparing meals for the New Year's period. Next paragraph, correction, same paragraph, patient denies trauma. She said she will experience some occasional pain in her lower extremities with the swelling period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies chest pain. Next line. She endorses exertional dyspnea. Next line, she denies paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Next line, she endorses weight gain. Next line, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In mild distress, her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 136 over 89, pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, no brewery, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no no cyanosis, period. She has 1 plus pitting edema bilateral. There's some tenderness in her calf bilateral. Next paragraph. She has full range of motion of her lower extremities. She bears weight with no discomfort, period. Next paragraph. Correction. She bears weight with moderate discomfort, period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, micules, or papules. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is obesity, and assessment number 2 is peripheral edema, and assessment number 3 is weight gain. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, we did an ultrasound of her lower extremities to assess for clot, considering that she has bilateral edema and calf pain. Ultrasound was negative, period. Next paragraph. Labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, BNP, A1C, TSH, T3, T4. As these labs could give us an idea as to what is causing patients increased weight and peripheral swelling, period. A chest x-ray was also ordered here, and patient declined the chest x-ray. She said she's going to go to another facility, Kelsey Seaboard, to have a chest x-ray done because she stated that it's cheaper there, period. Next paragraph. patient was given off of work until tomorrow, 01/04/2021. Back to ultrasound. Ultrasound reveals no clots. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication, Lasix. 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.